Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson. This is part two of Swanee and Friends listener questions and the math science preview of the first week of the finals. Go Dees, we'll get to them. From Gaff. Geez, people are quick, Swanee. This is part of the cycle of life, isn't it? Any plans for a third person to cover or sadly replace Sam? No, she's still a required member of the team, Swanee. That's why we have to lean on favours to get these done recently.
Do you think she is? Oh, she's required, but do you think she'll come back?
Well, it's up to her if she does.
I know it's up to her.
I want you to think this one through. We're getting nice publicity since she's joined us.
No, since she's left us.
Oh, is that
right? maybe it was her all along.
It could be.
And you've only tweeted out nice things about the podcast since she's left and since Leon comes. True. So maybe a smooth transition. Do you reckon Madge would know how to whip up a podcast and record it and, host our punting one? Do you reckon Madge would have an idea about that?
I don't know. It's something we could workshop later. From Mitch, if Dane could be the sub for any finals team this year, which team would you choose and why?
The sub. Probably the sort of thing's going to – well, no. It would have to be either the Brisbane side or the Port Adelaide. Why? Because when they returned home, you could go out and have a beer and have your silly Sunday Mad Monday with the boys. Fuck being a Melbourne one, where you got to be on the road for five, like a Melbourne, a Victorian-based club, because you have to come home and straight back in a lockdown. If I was a sub for the Port side, Sydney, obviously not, GWS, no. The Port or Brisbane, because they've got a fair chance of both going deep into September, and once they return home, you can actually leave your front door and go have a beer with a mate. So that's a no-brainer. One of them two, probably Port, because they've probably got – no, Brisbane, because weather is warm and I've got mates up in Brizzy and Gold Coast.
So from Brisbane. James, what's your thoughts on all the conspiracy theorists out there that are talking dribble?
Oh, man, they've all got their tinfoil hats on and sitting in their bunker. But, you know, like, I don't know whether it's coincidence, but, like, they'll keep saying, and things just keep happening around the dates that they keep saying it's happening, so it's really annoying because, like, you know, Canberra's state of emergency was scheduled to end 2 days before they got a case, so they pushed that back, and, like, Victoria was meant to end, and it all just keeps happening, and it's very, very hard to tell them that they're idiots because they go, well, look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this, and you go, oh, well, you got me there, but... But that post I did about getting the jab, mate, I wake up in the morning, like, I don't check my comments on Instagram, especially that anymore, because I just don't have time to be in the mud day to day. I save the
mud. Now that you're a full-time father.
Yeah, I save the mud for Twitter. I don't worry about comments on Instagram. I never check them. When I do check, I check Instagram, once or twice a day. I have, 64 comments. I'm like, fuck, something's happened, or I've been tagged in a post, or something's going on, so I'll click on it and just be all people just fuck with still going to complaining and carrying on and, like, don't tell me what to do. I'm like, fucking, you don't even follow me. Don't come to my page and tell me not, like you don't, you put that experimental drug in your body and people are just going on. I said, man, who gives a fuck? Like, relax. I didn't get paid for it. I want to live normally. I don't care if the vaccine works or not. I honestly don't. Like, I couldn't give a fuck about it. Just go and tell them to stick a needle in your arm with nothing in it. Just so you can have the proof that you've been vaccinated so we can get out of this mess.
Do you know the argument on why, because this is what the conspiracy theorists bring up. I'm just interested if you know it. It's not a trick question. Do you know why when they say, oh, you know, you're meant to have years to research a vaccine and they've been able to push this through in a few months? Do you know why they've been able to? Because the medicine was already sitting there. All they had to do was, like, change one tiny thing to say, okay, oh, it's for coronavirus.
Yeah.
So once I heard a good podcast explaining it all, and I just went, oh, well, that makes sense. Whatever. Yeah. But as you said, in the end, who gives a fuck, as long as we can get out. Exactly. The Peking Ducks sent us a question, and the Peking Duck, you're a sick puppy, and you need to send those ones today to get for them to get read out of somebody.
Pardon?
Peking Duck is a very, very sick man. Tips for Sunday's races, asked Taz. Well, I'll give you one at
what
the end.
What did he
say?
What did Peking Duck say?
Well, that's right. He has to send it to you because I'm just not even going to read it out.
Why?
Nathan's asked grand final tips. Again, we'll see that afterwards. Ralph needs to speak into the microphone. I'll try my best. Who's taller, Ralph or Samantha, asked Chris. I think I've got Sam covered.
Just.
From Nick, what's your secret to staying in shape?
Me or you? What?
Look, from my perspective, eat as much carbs as possible.
Yeah. Well, when in lockdown, you need an hour away from the family. So the longer we're in lockdown, the healthier I'm going to be. Right. Because I need to get away from the family every now and then. I go upstairs, go on the bike, or hit the do a bit of boxing, or we actually work out together. That's how well we're going. She got this like Apple Fitness thing, and sometimes we just get up there and do like a weights thing or a cardio or something. Look like it is together, jumping up and down on the roof. But yeah, the other thing is I thought I was meant to be playing footy finals this, and I've played footy this year, so I guess that's why keeping fit. But listen, I'm certainly not what I was. But, you know, we do what we can.
Well, they call it COVID carbs, COVID calories.
Yeah. Yep.
I've been able to do both. Apparently, you're meant to be either super fit or put on weight, and I've been able to do both.
I'll probably just stay the same.
300 push-ups I did last Sunday.
Yeah. In how long? In a row?
No, I do. So it's a reverse thing. So you do 24, then 23, then 22, then 21, then 20. So I work that out to 300.
Hmm.
And later that night, when I was watching the footy, I had to change the remote control with my toes. So everything goes to the downside. From All Good Sometimes, are you watching the Newsreader?
The Newsreader, no.
So that's on Channel 2. I watched the first one. Didn't really grab me, but I was a bit distracted. I'm watching Designated Survivor on Netflix at the moment. You got any tips? Oh, I think it's all right.
I'll say that before. It's all right. What am I watching? I just finished Dave, second season. That's pretty good. I thought it's a bit different, the second season. Brooklyn Nine-Nine's back, so I started watching that.
My kids love
it. We watched the new Harlan Coben one on Netflix. That was pretty good. Was in French, was it? I think. We're watching Hit and Run at the moment, which is all right. It's like Israeli / American. That's worthy of a watch.
And speaking of the Newsreader, if you haven't seen it before, the Newsroom is a very good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, enjoyed that one. From Phil, a week after the interview with Leon Davis, how do you feel about what he had to put up with?
As in me and Ralph had to put up with us too.
He had to dig deep putting up with us.
Exactly. I'm assuming, does he mean us two, or does he mean Collingwood?
No, of course he means about, well, I suppose he just means in general in society as well, including police pulling him over.
That's fucked. It's absurd that once again, a country like ours where you think everyone's, well, we're not free, but, you know, yeah, it's, and you don't think that thing's happened, but when you listen to it firsthand, you think, how the fuck can that still happen? It's heartbreaking, really.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, it's, it sucks. It's hard to hear when a mate goes through that kind of stuff, but, yeah.
The funniest one, what, and in a non-funny subject, of course, but the funny is, line, of course, I put that out, Swanee, when you said that he spoke more in an hour and a half than he did in 10 years with you.
Yeah, mate, didn't say much. Get himself old, Madge. Yep.
What a star. I'll combine those from Binner and then from Cosmo. Why hasn't Mick Mouldhouse been on the pod yet? And can we get some more of your ex-teammates on? Jono tells it like it is. Surely he'll come on.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, you're not big on asking, are you? And I don't blame you, by the way, but I'm saying as a rule, you don't like asking favours of people.
No, I'm not a big asker. If I do a favour someone, I'll get them. But, yeah, I can ask. I'll get Mick and stuff at some stage. Probably when we can be there, you know what I mean? When we can get them in the studio. It's a bit better when we're sitting around a table than doing it on Zoom.
Absolutely. There's a couple I've got in the pot, but this is, oh, I haven't even told you this. I actually asked Pickers yesterday.
Yeah. Not even, well, does he know who I am?
I sent a photo of
him. Oh, yeah. Did he respond with who the fuck's that?
No. But the funny thing was, I actually forgot about the David Teague stuff because we just wanted him to talk shit. So he probably would have got 8,000 messages about David Teague and then us two fucking idiots asking.
Yeah.
Come on. So he will at some stage, is the bottom line. From Ian, what's your top 10 UDL rankings? We'll just give us your best. What's the go-to UDL?
I've still got to bloody do that review for everyone, so I don't want to give it away, but...
All right. No, we'll just park that.
It all depends on what time in the morning, and there's a couple of ground rules with UDLs, which I'll have to do that. I'll have to do that, actually. There's only a certain time in the morning the UDLs can be drank, only a certain couple. But your favourites, like your vodka, lime, soda, ultimate. I've had them for a while. Vodka, lime, soda, just your normal one. And then, like, you got your green apple and your orange. You know, your stock standards. There's a couple that are absolute dog shit. And if anyone brings them to a house party, they need to be stabbed. But I'll get to that.
Exactly. From Tracy, is it time for Pendles to step aside from the captaincy? If so, who's next?
Well, if he's playing for the Gold Coast, I'd say yes. who's well, yeah, time comes for everyone. So if it's not this year, it'll be next year, or not next year, it'll be the year after. I think probably depends how long he gets for, but probably Tay Adams is probably next. I would say, looking at it, he's a leader, he's hard, he's tough, he's uncompromising. He's obviously a very good player, he's vocal. I think it's probably gone past Steele now. Yep. He was probably next in line. And Tay's a bit more vocal than him. If I had to say one, and someone, I haven't been there obviously for a few years, so there might be someone else, like a roughhead or something, might be able to fill a gap who's meant to be a good leader for him. But I'd say Tay would be the incumbent.
I like it when people ask a question and then answer it in their own question. This is from Matt. Any chance of removing the annoying ads halfway through the show? # nothing's for nothing. So he's answered his own question.
Yeah, exactly.
Easy. From Danny, mixing twisties in with popcorn when watching a movie, yay or nay?
First I've ever heard of it.
Same.
Usually doing the old popcorn trick, cut a hole in the bottom.
I thought he was going to go there. He did.
No, I like to keep my savoury snacks separate so I know what I'm getting.
From Dom, Swanee, do you get the love of the game feeling when you're playing local footy?
Yes and no. I do love playing footy. That's the one thing I've always done when I was playing on the MCG or playing there. I love being around a footy club. I love being around the boys and playing. Absolutely. Now, is it the same heights of playing AFL? Of course not. But like, say if we had won the flag this year, I would have enjoyed it, you know, winning the flag with the boys. I trained all pre-season, played a lot of games. I would have enjoyed it just as much. Probably wouldn't have meant as much to me because, you know, it's obviously different. I've played AFL 15 years and was a professional. And but I would certainly have enjoyed it. It would have meant, you know, enough, but it certainly wouldn't have meant as much as playing AFL. But, you know, I certainly cared about winning and loved playing there, absolutely. Might try and go to Darwin and play some games.
Maybe when you get to the States.
Yeah, exactly, play for New York Magpies.
But I enjoy
– I haven't played 5 years. I absolutely did enjoy playing local footy this year. It's obviously gone now. I'd highly doubt well, finals can't happen now. There's only a few weeks to go.
No, it won't happen.
Exactly.
So, and we'll finish this from Mav before we get to our preview, punting preview. From Mav, does Swanee get AFL NRL players asking for drink cards at the Albion?
What's the Albion?
That's a pretty fair answer, actually.
Not that I'm aware of. We're not one of those clubs that where if you don't have a Rolodex of AFL players on the front door, if you come in, you get free drinks. If I know you and you're there, I'll sort you out. But no, it doesn't happen that way. I'll put you on the door and stuff like that. But the young kids, if you walked up to the front door and said, I play AFL, you get laughed at by security, I would imagine.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Are you ready for this before we do the punting preview?
Yeah.
80 new local cases.
80? You said it was 50.
Well, there was a leak that it was 50, but now this is the official one.
But how many do you think are in Melbourne? Like, compared when they all be in Shepparton?
They'll no doubt be a big component of it. So, not good. Not good. So we really need to back a winner, Swanee.
How are they still in when it says people still out in the wild? We've been in like the harshest lockdown rules for like over a week or so. How are people still giving it to people? Is that just illegal parties and stuff?
Well, I think that was probably part of it, yeah. And lack of mask wearing
Those people wouldn't go get tested. I wouldn't imagine. I don't know.
But eventually you have to get tested, when you're getting sick.
Put my tinfoil hat on here, Ralph. Something fishy going on.
And you could be the man to uncover it all.
So back to that.
You are an epidemiologist.
Back to that, do you think, is there still an even money bet that you can have a beer in an open-air pub, grand final day?
I wouldn't take evens, no.
No, okay.
I think we now have to ease that one out a bit. Speaking of odds, we'll start tonight. We start Friday night. Port Adelaide v Geelong. Port Adelaide $1.71. Geelong $2.15. The line is 5.5. What say you?
Have you come down yet from last weekend?
I'm only used. And Paul Gardner's doing this. He's a former Melbourne president too. We have discussed this. We're only used to losing games this way. We don't know what it's like to win a game that way.
Awesome. Yeah, exactly.
Overrun the points, 151.5.
You would have just about come in your pants, I think. But
if I was still young enough to, I would have. Yeah. What other podcast could say that?
Yeah. Well, shameless.
And here we go again.
Okay. I don't think Geelong can win the flag without Stewart. I think if they win one, that I think this is the one they can win. But Port at home, I just think they this one, and I like, yeah, I'm going to take Port at home. I like, what was the total? What was the total points?
151.5.
Fuck, that's moved. It was 156 when I looked last. I like the under in this game.
Even 151, all right.
Yeah, but I like Port.
Port's the main Port bet? Yeah, I'm with Port. I'm
yeah.
With Port. Yeah. And do you know what? They're going to have something in seats. Very exactly. novel thing called people.
Yeah.
Six in a row, Port. And I'll put this. I reckon they've got a much better blend of youth and experience. And how often in finals, you know, the knowns of the stars, and of course Dusty is the barometer, but it's often the young kids who people aren't expecting that will pop up and can win a final.
Yeah.
And I think Geelong are just so known and not sure about their form either. Like at home, they only their footy smarts got them over the line against Saints. They played 10 really good minutes. There was one thing that was just keeping me from turning the TV off was that it was an isolated, unbelievable run in 10 minutes. And then the D's pulled them back, and they got beaten by GWS at home. So now they're away. I just think the Port Adelaide form is superior, and why can't they win by at least a goal? And particularly if – and I know you've – and they've probably changed since the start of the year. You're obviously – I'm not as any in the same stratosphere as you were technically watching it. But if Port jump them, as can often happen in finals, how's Geelong's small, slow ball movement going to get them back in the game?
Yeah, exactly. So I love Port.
All right, we'll lockstep there. The Battle of the Bridge, which is a Tasmanian bridge this week, of course, the Sydney versus GWS. Sydney is $1.64. GWS is $2.26, line 7.5.
yeah, I like Sydney. Pretty cut and dry. Sydney, I keep saying it, they prove me wrong. So I'm not going to – I've been on them the last 5 or 6 weeks. I'm not going to jump off them now. Even though GWS have been in good nick, in Joseph, I like Sydney. I think Buddy looked awesome last weekend. I think they're primed. I like Sydney. That's about it. I think this is the 1 year anyone can win it because, like, even though the Bulldogs have won it in 2016, I think it's – once they get past this week, the prelims are in Perth. I would imagine if sides go away, win it, get the grand final in WA. It's a pretty open year. But yeah, Sydney 7.5. I thought it'd be higher. I thought it'd be 17.5. So Sydney for me.
I'm going the other way. I'm going GWS line. Cornelio's, Davis, Mumford back, and they've already got their blend of youth, which is and they had so many bad injuries, but now they're just starting to get their cohesion late in the year. They killed us last week, Swanee, when they took their foot off the pedal late against Carlton, but that's a good sign that they can do that. Prior to that, their form was good against the Tigers, and I think they're putting it together. The one thing about Swans, and this is just a math science gut feel, but easy wins over lower sides. I don't know if that's the right mix for the finals coming in.
Just a little tune-up. Get the boys back in form. Nothing wrong with that.
Against the Suns. Kangaroos, Saints. So that's their lead-in. And Don's in a shootout was there 4 weeks. So just anyway.
Haven't had much to play for, though. They've been cemented a while. Couldn't make top four. Just going through the motions. GWS have had to fight tooth and nail for their spot in the eight. Great effort to get there. I think this might be the end of them, though.
D's v Lions. The D's $1.70. The Lions $2.16. 5.5 is the line.
What's the total points here?
Yeah. While I bring that up, what's your thoughts about the game itself?
This in Tassie?
153.5.
Well, this in Tassie?
No, this is in South Australia.
Oh, this is in Adelaide as well?
Yeah.
Okay. What games are in Tassie? The Sydney game
Sydney and the Bulldogs game. And the Essendon game, yep.
All right. Melbourne with the 5.5 start would probably be the better of the round, I would imagine. But they – now, you'd follow more than me. It would be a very Melbourne thing to go out in straight sets, would it, or?
Okay, so – and not because I'm barrack for them, I'm just saying about how many times have I said it? Footy stats are just the best way to bet against them.
Mm.
And you know, I was heavily with Richmond against Adelaide and when they won the premiership, purely because Richmond in 2017 were being judged on what they did in the 1990s. It's just illogical. So same type of thing. I think just this group is – how do you fluke being on top of the ladder after 23 rounds?
Well, they haven't beaten anyone above them, Ralph.
That is the one thing against them. So
exactly.
I'm just really worried about that.
Yeah, I think Melbourne. If Melbourne win, Brisbane don't kick a big score.
Do you know, off the top, just answer this quickly as a guess. Who do you reckon's kicked the biggest score against Melbourne this year?
Oh, was it Brisbane?
The Crows, 96.
The Crows. Okay, there you go.
So really, that Melbourne keep sides, that's what's – and I suppose the theme is Brisbane are scoring big and Melbourne are keeping sides to low scores. And if defence wins finals, I think that's a really good lead-in too.
Yeah. So for me, Melbourne best side all year. Spot only. You can't not take Melbourne when they're giving you 5.5. If they're giving you if it was 21.5 or it was 16.5, you might look at Brisbane. But when the best side all year is only you, mate, they got to win by a goal. How do you not take that? Looks like value to me. Like the best side all year, all they got to do is win by a goal. Like I don't know how you not take that unless you're both for Brisbane.
Bulldogs v Essendon. Bulldogs.
Are you taking Melbourne?
Oh, sorry, I haven't said. Yeah, Melbourne, and also I'll make part of my multi is an under because the one thing that Melbourne will be completely focused on is being as tight as possible defensively, and that's their strength, and so that should keep the game to a low score. Bulldogs versus the Dons. Bulldogs $1.55, Essendon $2.47, line 9.5. I'll bring up the total points
in 1 second. The Dogs have not been good. This is the one.
151.5.
This is the one where I think if there's going to be an upset, it's going to be Essendon. So the things usually go to plan as finals. Like, I know it's easy just to pick the four sides, the four favourites, but if there's going to be an upset, I think Essendon can get it done. They're going to have a home crowd.
Yep.
Because, you know, they've obviously got a huge supporter base and going down to Tassie. Western Bulldogs just don't have a big supporter base, full stop. It'll be like having a home crowd in there. So if we're looking for value, I think I'm going to take Essendon to win just for value. Looking for an upset, it might be Sunday. Just for value, for no other reason.
So I'll go the flip argument, which is because the Bulldogs knew they were going to make it, they – you know, it was probably training load behind the scenes, but they definitely eased off a bit. They got beaten by Essendon by 13 points 3 weeks ago when Essendon had to keep winning to make it. Then they had their real flat run against Hawthorn. Could have gone either way against Port, which is premium form. And in the end, you try and put probability or punting is just trying to put odds in your favour. So Essendon have won 11 games. The Bulldogs won 15, 132 percentage versus 109. So recent form can save the Bombers, but I just wonder if they've just been up forever just to make it. And then if Bulldogs win afterwards, everyone will say, well, look, they're clearly better side over 22 rounds. But, yeah, I accept that the Bulldogs are just going at the moment. So
I might take the over, actually. I think Essendon want to run. They'll both want to run. I'll take the over with my value bet of the round being Essendon to win.
All right. So what is your best bet of the round?
Melbourne.
You're the D's. God bless you. Mine is the Bulldogs. So that's mine. As far as my racing tip goes, before we get a multi, there was a horse that gave us a good shout a couple of weeks ago. Oxley
Road. Geelong games just moved to 149.5.
Wow. Shutdown city.
Is this live?
What's that?
Is this podcast live? People have already jumped on what we're saying. It's incredible.
It could be another conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
So Oxley Road gave us a really good shout out at Flemington last start.
You haven't missed with a punting one yet. They've been top three.
One missed a place, but yeah, we're just looking for each way. I don't even know what odds this is because I don't like looking at odds until I've done all my work, but I'm pretty sure this will be each way odds. Oxley Road, race 5, number 4. There's a horse called Space Boy, which is really fast, But at the end of 1100, that's going to, I reckon, see him out, whereas obviously Road will get fitness benefit from its first up run, sit just off it. And Caulfield with Rail True, you don't want to be far off. Anyway, all my full stuff for Caulfield will be racetrackralphie.com.au. What's your multi before I give mine?
Might as well have one in every game. We got it up last week. It's my worst straight, Ralph. I told you that. So I told you we'd finish the year on a high note. So now finals. Always, I'm going to have a four-league multi. Might as well have one in every game. I'm going to take Port just to win. We're going to take the over in the Sydney GWS game, Melbourne at the line, and the over in Bulldogs Essendon.
Have I got that right? Is that a three-league multi?
Four. I have one in every game.
Oh, sorry. So which game am I missing? On the D's, sorry.
Yep.
D's, Port, over Sydney GWS, and Western Bulldogs.
Over.
Is an over game.
Yep.
Right. So two overs and two wins. Mine is the Western Bulldogs, the D's into the D's under, the D's and Lions, and Port. So I suppose that's a four-leg multi.
Yep.
Gamble responsibly. Hope you enjoy it. And we're going to go guest chasing for next week for Swanee and Friends.
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.